I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And joining us on the Trocare College Live Line this morning, it's Mike Dubusky as we take a look at the tech world. And Mike, I want to get started with this because it's pretty interesting. There's popular drones, and they're likely all made by DJI. And now that popular consumer drone company is suing the Department of Defense, suing the Pentagon. And I think particularly interesting in this, to kind of, you know, mix it all together, they're suing the Pentagon because the Department of Defense is classifying DJI as a Chinese military company. The person who's filing a lawsuit for DJI on behalf of them is former Attorney General in the Obama administration, Loretta Lynch. I mean, this is really a kind of a wild story to look at.
It certainly is, and especially more so when you consider how popular DJI is. It's not maybe a name that everybody recognizes, but this company controls about 70% of the consumer drone market. And we're talking here not about military drones or anything like that. We're talking about consumer level, those little buzzy drones that you see in parks or in like scenic areas. They're very popular with hobbyists, photographers, videographers, as well as emergency services. Police and fire departments use these things in sort of search and rescue operations as well. They're very popular drones, and DJI is one of the biggest players in the game globally. They're, as you said, now suing the Pentagon, and they're challenging specifically a classification that the Department of Justice has put on DJI. They call DJI a Chinese military company and a national security threat. And DJI says it is simply a private company. They say this designation has harmed their business, their ability to form relationships with clients and with consumers. And what's more, they say the DOD has not engaged with them in any meaningful way, despite 16 months of trying to negotiate. DJI is now taking them to court, asking a court to declare the Department of Defense's actions unconstitutional.
Wow, this is wild. We actually have one of these DJI drones not operating right now after a recent crash. But anyway, maybe it will be back again. I know. But would a drone user, a DJI drone user, be aware that these drones are classified as Chinese military company?
Most likely not, though it is worth mentioning this is not the first time that this company has found itself mired in a scandal like this. Back in 2020, the Department of Commerce added it to its list of foreign entities. The Treasury Department in 2021 added DJI to its list of Chinese military industrial complex companies. And all this goes back to, guys, not necessarily the potential for these drones to be used by the Chinese government to spy on Americans, but rather DJI's alleged actions in its home country of China. This all goes back to DJI and the Chinese government with regard to the Uyghur Muslim population, potential surveillance on that population in China. And what's more, last week, DJI's latest drones were held up at U.S. Customs. They were stopped at the port, not allowed for sale, because the customs agency said that DJI violated laws around not using forced labor, again, going back to the Uyghur Muslim population in China. So it's a very thorny situation. It is a sort of growing scandal in the drone world. If you follow the drone sort of market, this is kind of rocking the drone market because the United States is one of the biggest markets for these devices. And, you know, DJI now trying to get it all sorted out in court. But it's, again, very thorny situation.
And I'm looking at this story and saying, okay, so we have the U.S. basically warning that these products have been used in China's mass surveillance of the Uyghur population, that they're tied to China's defense industrial complex. I mean, those are warnings from U.S. officials. And I'm looking, what is Loretta Lynch doing, you know, working for this company? Is this story making more waves in the tech world or in the, you know, political and defense world?
It's a great question. I think both. I mean, it has been simmering in the tech world for a few days now. Really, the sort of holdup of these drones at reports was a big story that kind of maybe introduced this to people who had not been following the sort of, classifications of this company and various government agencies for a few years now, because this could potentially hold up sales of DJI drones ahead of the holiday shopping season. And that's a pretty big deal, not just for the company, but, kind of for this market in general. An ongoing and sort of evolving idea, and it's important, guys, that we draw a line between sort of this company's alleged actions in China and their potential for actions here. A lot of people have made comparisons between DJI and TikTok, but that case is pretty different with regard to what the government is alleging here. If regard to TikTok, the U.S. government alleges that platform, that very popular social media platform based in China, could be used as a vector by which to spread misinformation from the Chinese government or to spy on American users. That's not what the U.S. government is saying here. They're rather saying that the actions of DJI back in China are, cause for companies here in the United States and maybe consumers to be a little skeptical of doing business with DJI here in the United States.
I'm just wondering what ultimately could happen to DJI with this suit and with consumers that are using them.
Yeah, so we're at very early stages. This lawsuit was just filed late last week, so that we have yet to set any sort of early hearings or anything like that. So in the short term, nothing's going to change. But there is the potential here for DJI's business to be severely affected, right? There's sort of two separate things happening here. There's the surveillance component of it that the government wants to take a look at, but there's also the sort of forced labor concerns that the customs agencies have brought up recently as well. So there's a lot to go through here. What that means for your average consumer? Well, if you have a DJI drone, probably nothing, right? You're going to still be able to use your drone. It's a remote-controlled thing that you own, so you can use it at your leisure. With regard to buying a new one, if you're in the market for a new DJI drone, if you're kind of interested in what they have coming down the pike, well, that's in a little bit of a question mark right now because, again, some of these drones are being held up at ports. You can imagine, future shipments as the holiday shopping season gets underway are going to be very closely scrutinized, with regards to this ongoing litigation and some of these classifications of this company.
Yeah, holiday shopping season underway, which you just mentioned, I'm assuming that means a lot of new gadgets are coming on the market.
Yeah, that's right. So outside of the drone world, we're getting a lot of just kind of interesting gifts being cropping up from various tech companies ahead of the holiday shopping season. New Kindle devices are kind of the big news this past week or so. There's four new Kindle devices, very popular e-reader from this company owned by Amazon. It's a new base model. There's a new Paperwhite, which is the most popular Kindle model. They both get sort of subtler updates, things like faster processors. It allows you to turn the page faster and load pages faster and what have you. But there's also a new Kindle Scribe at the higher end of the Kindle lineup. This is $400. It's both an e-reader and a note-taking device, and they've sort of redone how you can take notes in the Kindle Scribe. You can kind of take notes in the margins of the books that you're reading, that type of thing. The big news, though, guys, is the Kindle ColorSoft. This is a device that has been rumored for several years now. It's the first Kindle to add color to its e-ink display, something that a lot of e-ink companies and e-reader companies have struggled with. Now, Amazon and Kindle say they have figured out a way to do it. That means you can look at book covers in full color. You can take notes. You can make highlights in different colors, that type of thing. That's $280 to start. And Kindle, again, trying to get out ahead of the holiday shopping season with this buzzy new product.
Wow. All right. Hey, Mike, thank you.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.